welcome to episode number 5 of Little Orphan Amy. As you recall from last week, Clem was about to announce his deciding vote in the Acme Hall Beauty Contest. We now return to the judges' chambers.
Well, Clem, it's all up to you.
I vote for...
I don't believe it. He fainted.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, well, how are we going to wake him up?
Get a glass of water.
Say, this is no time to be thirsty. We got to wake Clem up.
Not for me, stupid. I'll throw it in his face.
Oh, but he might drown.
We take our leave of this hectic scene and join Bruce Queen, with the skin around his mouth still black from the effects of Bradley Woolworth's Green 25, as he stands in the bathroom with a jar of Vaseline he'd borrowed from Mary Lou.
Gosh, what a fix. I wish I'd never drunk that Green 25. If that little twerp, Bradley Woolworth, hadn't made it look like alligator piss, I'd be okay now.
Leroy enters as Bruce begins to smear Vaseline on the affected areas of his face.
What the hell are you doing, boy?
I'm trying to get this Green 25 off of my face.
Green 25? That stuff looks black.
I know it looks black, but it's green.
What are you using to get it off?
Vaseline.
Oh, okay.
Well, over the gums and through the teeth. Look out, stomach. I think I'm gonna heave.
I remember when I had that same problem the other day. It came out of the soap dispenser.
How did you get it off?
I used tobacco spit.
Oh, God. I'd rather drink Vaseline than tobacco spit.
What you gotta drink it for?
Clean out my insides.
You mean you drank the soap?
It wasn't soap then. It was in a funny looking glass, like a bleaker. I thought it was alligator piss.
What's alligator piss?
Gatorade and vodka.
Gatorade and vodka? Heck, boy, back home we used to call that stuff chug and go. One chug and you go for days.
Well, here goes.
As Bruce sprints for stall number 2, we return to the judges' chambers to find that Clem has been finally woken up.
What you trying to do? Check to see if my neck leaks or something? You got my formal coveralls all wet.
Well, we were trying to wake you up. You fainted.
Oh.
Well, who are you going to vote for?
Mary Lou.
Oh, wow, man, you gotta vote for Bitsy P.
Or Amy.
Say, hey, remember what Bitsy P did for you?
But Amy is the essence of purity. She's all that America stands for. Righteousness, goodness, and innocence. Damn it, you think she wears white only because she bleaches her clothes?
Yeah, but did Amy ever do what Bitsy did for you?
Of course not. She's as wholesome as peanuts, popcorn, apple pie, and Pat Boone.
But did she ever do what Bitsy did?
Amy isn't physical, she is spiritual. She's as good as Mary Lou. Of course, Mary Lou. Mary Lou would want you to vote for Amy. Yes, Clem, you must find it in your heart to vote for Amy.
Knock it off, knock it off. Oh, Mary Lou. I'm sorry. I vote. I vote for Amy.
Oh, shit.
And with those words, we switch to the auditorium for the announcement of the winner. Okay, the judges have really reached a decision. Okay, the first runner-up is Bitsy Peace!
That's men for you. They'll trick you every time. You can never trust a man.
And now, the Miss Acme Hall Beauty Contest winner is Amy!
I won! I've never won anything before in my whole life!
Congratulations, kid.
Come on up here, Amy!
Oh, I'm so excited! I can't believe it!
Okay, now the big question. Who do you want for your dream date?
Sweet, but he has Mary Lou. And then there's...
At this point in time, Dave Sturm, the hall resident advisor, enters the auditorium late because he was peeking in windows to try and find refrigerators.
Congrats, Amy.
You must make a decision now, Amy.
Hi, Dave.
And the winner is Dave.
Dave?
The Dave right there you said hi to!
That's Dave Sturm, my RA!
And now he's Dave Sturm, your dream date! Come on up here, Dave!
But I didn't mean to pick him!
I know, you two will have a wonderful time together! We leave Amy trying to understand how she got stuck with Dave Sturm as a date and join the Dawn Gang the next day in the cafeteria.
I don't believe it. She picked Dave Sturm. I'll never get to go out with her now.
Hey, take it from me. She isn't exactly a pillar of fashion.
You mean she ain't hot to trot?
Oh, hey, Bruce. Over here.
Bruce is the only guy I know who can get lost in the cafeteria, and we always sit in the same place.
Ah, guys.
How come you're looking so pale?
I drank some Vaseline last night.
Say, hey, is it a good high?
Indeed. How is it?
It sure don't taste good, but it got my insides cleaned out.
How come I drink Vaseline?
Since we already know why Bruce Queen drank the Vaseline, we shall skip the next 48 seconds.
That almost makes me want to Ralph just thinking about it.
Oh, wow, this food is bad enough to make you Ralph.
No kidding, I've never seen a pizza before that I couldn't cut with a steak knife.
What are you doing, Ashley?
Say, I'm hammering the sole back on my shoe with this here brownie.
What are these things in my salad?
Oh, wow, looks like ladybugs.
Yeah.
They're organic.
You know, I still can't believe Amy picked Dave Sturm to go out with.
No sh. It's bad enough that he's the RA, but the guy is such a jerk, too.
Yeah, I saw him peeking in windows the other day.
Yeah, he's always looking for refrigerators.
It's a good thing he doesn't know what a marijuana plant looks like.
Yeah, we told him our plants are creeping Charlies. He also wanted to know what kind of fertilizer we use.
And I told him, you notice that we never...
We all know what you said, and it's still disgusting.
Sure, but you notice how good the plants grow.
Hey, speaking of fertilizer, what's that in your plate, Sandy?
Very funny, Tommy. It's either chocolate pudding... or beef stew.
Does it have lumpy stuff in it?
Boy, it sure does.
Then it must be the chocolate pudding.
How come my spaghetti is cold before I even took the first bite?
Well, they don't cook it here.
I don't feel good.
I told you not to mix your chocolate pudding with the enchiladas, Todd.
I haven't eaten anything.
You look kind of pale.
Did you eat a bucket of Vaseline, too?
No. I better go to the infirmary.
Hey, Todd!
Oh, wow, get his face out of the pudding before he drowns!
This looks serious. Let's get in the infirmary.
As Todd is taken to the infirmary, Amy and Susie discuss Amy's etiquette for her date with Dave Sturm.
I still don't know why you picked Dave Sturm.
I'm still not sure I did. I mean, did I?
You sure did. We were all there when you picked him.
I don't understand how this happened.
Well, you'll just have to make the best of it.
What'll I do if he don't, you know, try something?
Like what?
Like holding my hand. I'll just die if he holds my hand. He looks so clammy.
All RAs look clammy. Dave's just really into being an RA, so he looks clammier than most.
But what'll I do, Susie?
You can always make sure he'll never have any kids.
What do you mean?
I'll explain it to you. Now, when you and I...
I imagine that you've noticed every time Amy and Susie start to talk about something juicy, we quickly shift to another scene. Well, folks, we're doing it again.
Wow, I hope Todd's gonna be okay.
No shit. We all checked the infirmary to see how he's doing.
Well, we better wait a while to give him a chance to find out what's wrong with him.
Oh, wow. Too bad it wasn't Dave Sturm that had to go to the infirmary instead of Todd.
Say, it's always the cool guys that have bad luck. Never the jerks or nerds.
I'd like to put that little nerd Bradley Woolworth in the infirmary.
Why you want to do that?
For making Green 25 look like alligator piss.
No kidding? That little twerp's dangerous.
Say, we ought to do something to him.
Like what?
We could choke him to death.
Well, the shirts are doing a good job of that already.
He likes him that way.
Well then, let's undo what he likes.
What do you mean?
Let's chop the top buttons off of all his shirts.
Oh, he'll freak out.
Oh, that's perfect.
Well, he's at the library right now. Let's go get him before he gets back.
They proceed to Bradley Woolworth's room.
Oh, wow, look at that lock system.
He's even got a burglar alarm.
Do you think he's expecting us?
How are we going to get in?
Quick, give me your meal ticket.
What do you need a meal ticket for?
Just give it to me. I saw this in a James Bond movie once.
You're not going to bend it, are you?
If you mangle it, I'll starve.
I won't hurt it any.
Hi, Clem. Hi, guys.
Hi, Mary Lou.
What y'all doing?
This isn't gonna work.
We're gonna get revenge for what Bradley's Green 29 did to Bruce.
I thought it was Green 25.
25, 29, green, black, red, who the hell cares? Hey, do you have a bobby pin?
Well, yeah.
Hey, can I borrow it? There.
Oh, wow, you're a regular Houdini.
Houdini? Didn't he play linebacker for the Guyama Condors?
Oh, come on, let's hurry up.
They enter the room.
Say, hey, look at that refrigerator.
Oh, wow, what's it got all the lights on it for?
That's no refrigerator, that's a computer.
Hey, what's that box that says Howdy Doody on it?
That's a chemistry set.
You don't suppose he's gonna blow something up, do you?
I sure hope he doesn't.
Hey, look, he's got a ton of magazines.
Any pervert ones?
Clam!
Oh, sorry.
Say, hey, look at the centerfolds.
That's ridiculous. They don't have centerfolds in the Scientific American.
You've been reading the wrong issues then, man.
Wow, Sandy, he's right. I haven't seen anything like this since you bought that magazine, the plastic wrapper.
Tommy, let's get going.
Jeez, he's got a lot of shirts.
Must be enough there for the whole team.
Hurry up.
What'll we do with the buttons?
Save them and we'll mail them back to him one by one.
As the snipping goes on, Dave Sturm arrives to pick up Amy.
Who is it?
Dave Sturm, RA and Dream Date. Not necessarily in that order.
Oh, just a minute.
Our reservations are at 7.
Well, I'm ready.
Oh, hey there, not too shabby. Hey, what's that perfume you're wearing?
It's called Come To Me.
Funny, it doesn't smell like Come To Me.
Oh, you don't like it? Well, I can put something else on.
Oh, well, we'll worry about that later. The Oriental Coach awaits.
You mean?
Yes, I've got a brand new Honda car shined and waiting for our dream date.
But what happened to our Oriental Coach?
Well, it's from the Orient, and it's just as cheap as riding coach.
The bad jokes continue as they travel to the restaurant.
Now I know what a sardine feels like.
Oh, what's that about sour cream?
Oh, nothing. Where are we going?
Why, the taco station.
The what?
The taco station.
But that's a drive-in.
Well, with what the dorm can afford, we're lucky we're getting two separate meals instead of sharing one.
And now at this precise moment in time, Bradley Woolworth has returned to his room from the library, and after taking a shower has discovered that something is definitely missing from the neck area.
Funny, I feel a draft. Oh no, my top button's missing. I'll have to change shirts. What? This one's missing the top button also. Obviously, this is a planned campaign of persecution. I wonder who could have done this. I'll have to find the guilty party somehow.
As Bradley Woolworth... Thank you. Okay. As Bradley Woolworth...
Cogitates.
Thank you. Cogitates on the problem of finding the guilty party, or as we know, parties. Amy and Dave Sturm arrive at their destination, the taco station.
We're eating here?
Why, yes. We can each have 2 tacos and a medium Pepsi.
That's all?
Well, that's all they give us the money for.
Can we afford some hot sauce?
Well, I guess I might be able to pay for that myself.
Well, here's the waiter. He looks familiar.
Oh, what will be this evening?
Well, I'd like
a... We'll both have 2 tacos and a medium Pepsi.
Pepsi. I'd rather have root beer.
Well, we can't afford anything else.
Well, begging humble pardon, but root beer is the same price as Pepsi.
Oh, well, in that case, we can afford it.
Oh, then we want 1 Pepsi and 1 root beer.
That's right.
Oh, that'll be $2.95.
All right, I get a nickel change. I'll just keep it for gas money.
This is the first drive-in taco stand I've ever been to.
Well, it is something of a novelty.
Why don't you turn on the radio?
No, not tonight.
Don't you like music?
Oh, sure, I like music, but I don't have a radio. It was an extra cost option, you know.
How's your order, sir?
And here's your money.
Thank you. Come on.
Thank you.
Well, these are the best tacos.
They're cold.
Oh, well, that doesn't affect the taste any.
What? Sure it does.
Oh, it's still the same old stuff on the inside.
Okay, if you say so. Hey, where are we going after this?
Oh, we're going to the Sunrise Drive-In. They're showing Bambi and the Devil and Miss Jones.
Oh. I was hoping this was all.
What?
Isn't that a horror movie?
While Amy and Dave continue their dream date, we return to Acme Hall, where Cliff Drag and Ashley Trey have just called the infirmary to check up on how Todd is doing.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Hey, what did they say?
According to the nurse, Todd has...
A long Latin phrase.
Hey, wow, what's that?
She said it means terminal slowness.
Oh, wow, sounds serious.
Sure is. She said all his bodily functions are slowing down. They don't know how to stop it, so they figure he'll be a goner in a couple of hours.
Oh, wow, we ought to go see him.
I wish there was something we could do to help him. Give blood or something.
Yeah, all he needs is something to speed him up.
That's it. Those doctors, they don't care about him. He's just another patient to them. All he needs is something to speed him up.
Hey, well, yeah, we can do it. Those doctors are afraid to give him what he needs because of the professional ethics or whatever.
Say, hey, we're all out of what he needs, though.
Oh, well, we can make some if we had the right stuff.
Say, hey, whoops. That Bradley Woolworth has a howdy-doody chemistry set.
Hey, let's go check it out.
As Cliff Drag and Ashley Trey check out Bradley Woolworth's howdy-doody chemistry set, Dave and Amy have finished their dinner and are driven to the Sunrise Drive-In to see Bambi and the Devil and Miss Jones.
Why did you stop here? The entrance is over there.
Yeah, but the dorm couldn't afford to pay for our tickets, so the guys are going to sneak us in.
Why, that's dishonest!
Oh, but the drive-in makes enough money anyway. They'll never miss one car.
I still don't like that idea.
Well, you don't have to like it. Just enjoy the movies.
Well, how are they going to sneak us in?
I don't know, but Tommy Tubbs said they had a foolproof method.
I wonder how they'll get us in.
Why, there's Tommy now, and Sandy, and Clem, and Bruce.
Hi, guys. Sorry we're late. We ran out of gas.
Hey, how are you going to sneak us in?
Well, this is just a Honda car.
Well, what do you mean, just a Honda car?
Oh, nothing. It's so light, we can just pick it up.
So?
Well, if you two will kindly get out, we'll just hand it over the fence.
What? Here. You better not drop it.
Hurry up and get out of the car before somebody notices us.
Ready? One, two, three, lift.
I should have worn my jock.
Sandy and Tommy pick up the Honda car and hand it over the fence to Clem and Bruce, while Amy helps Dave climb over the fence.
Ouch. You set it down on my foot. Sorry, Bruce. Coach will be mad if it hurts my game any.
Hey, watch the paint there!
Oh, we didn't hurt it any.
Well, okay, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Sure thing.
Have a good time. My foot hurts.
Shut up!
And at this time, Cliff and Ashley have managed to sneak into Bradley Woolworth's room while Bradley is occupied elsewhere. Oh, we've run out of script. Well, as you can tell by the music fading up in the background... Well, as you can tell by the music fading up in... Oh, God. Well, as you can tell by the music fading up in the background, we are out of time for this week. So tune in next week for the answers to these exciting questions. How will Dave and Amy's dream date work out? Are Bruce and Cliff really brothers? Will the script last longer the next time? Am I running out of things to say?
Little Orphan Amy is written, produced, played, and directed by the KCPR Management. Ha ha ha!